Like to give some Musar and Ashkofa for Parshas Miketz and Shabbos Chanukah. The Pasuk says in Bereishis Mem Aleph, Vayomer Paro El Yosef Achrei Hodia Elokim Oschas Kol Zos Ein Navon V'Chacham Kamocha Totia Al Besi Valpicha Yishak Kol Ami. There's something that we want to ask over here that should bother us. Paro is the king of Mitzrayim. He's the greatest king of civilization at that time. He has Sarim, he has Avadim, and yet he hands over the reins of control of the entire land to some stranger, a young boy, a slave that's taken out of jail. He's Sanui, he's someone who's an Ivri, it was despicable in the eyes of the Mitzrim. And okay, he's able to interpret dreams. That's wonderful. But therefore, they decided, and Paro at the head of it, that since he can do so, he's mukshar, he's roy, he's suitable, he has the capacities and the qualifications to be the Moshe, to be the sovereign ruler of the entire Eretz Mitzrayim. And the Kelma Magid, the Saba Mikelm, one of the great Bali Musar, used to say that Paro saw in Yosef Yerushamayim. You remember that Yosef said to Paro, when he was summoned to Paro, Elokim Yanesh Shlom Paro. And Paro had his spilus, he was amazed. And therefore Paro says, Acharei Hodia Elokim Oschas Kol Zos. Yira Shamayim makes a person into someone you can rely on. If nothing else counts in a person's life, his entire priority is Yira Shamayim. Hakol Mizbatlin Umevatlim Atzmam if they Yira Shamayim Be'emes. Everyone is willing to accept upon himself a person who is dedicated to Yira Shamayim, who's honest, who's ethical. This is the message that the Torah is conveying to us. But perhaps we could add something else. And here I want to quote from the Sichos Musar of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the great giant of Musar of the last generation. He says that Yosef begins his introduction by saying, Biladai. Rashi says, Ein achochma mishali, it's not my wisdom, Elohim yane, yitain, einel bepish, Bifi Lishlom Litan Ania Bifi Lishlom Paro. God will provide my mouth with the answer, the response to your question, Paro. And Paro turns to Yosef and he says, Ani Shamati Olecha Lemar Tishma Chalom Liftaro So. And the response of Yosef is Biladai. As Rashi says, Eina Koch Shali, it's not my power. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef doesn't take credit in any way. He doesn't want any honor or desire. Everybody is praising him for his great wisdom, but he removes himself from all his mila, from all his greatness, as if it doesn't belong to him at all. Biladai. This person is someone who's reliable. You can hand over the reins of control of government of the entire country, the entire civilization, to this person. No one is roy, no one is more fitting than him, someone who doesn't take for himself anything. And we'll see throughout the parashios to what extent Yosef, unbelievable, is trustworthy, he's reliable, he's completely neman to Paro. When, for example, he sends the agolos to his father, he says over and over again, Al pi Paro. In other words, he is absolutely loyal to Paro. He's very careful. He doesn't take for himself anything, even though he's the Moshe al Kol Haaretz. There's a tremendous responsibility and a certain care that we have to take in every mitzvah, in every chesed. A person shouldn't take for himself to try to build himself up for Hanas Atzma. The punish for this, like for example the case of Bito, the daughter of Rabbi Hananya ben Tradion, one of the great martyrs of Israel, that she took psios yofos, and she heard She overheard people that were praising her. Kamenos psioseha shel ribazu. Look at the way she walks. And she started taking extra care in order that she should walk in such a way. Is the gzera, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, was very severe. She would have to go into a kubah shel zonos. The Mesillas Yesharim explains that the praise that she received was for hatznius. It was obvious in the way she walked that she was trying to be tzanua. And it seems that a person who is medagdik, who's very careful in tzanius, he goes to the ultimate extreme in tzanius, but yet the claim against that person, and in this case Bito Shel Rab Chananya, was the fact that she sensed the praise that people were putting at her. Perhaps it was the great people of Rome, the leaders of Rome. Even though that praise was because of her extreme care in tznius and being modest in the way she walked, but nevertheless, since she was more careful about the way she walked, and she wanted to get more of an appreciation and praise from those who witnessed her and observed her, she wanted to build herself up and take benefits for herself, then she deserves a serious and severe punishment. We find the same thing with regard to Nadav Aviv. According to one interpretation, in the Pasuk in Shmos Chav Dalet, Vayechzu es Elokim, Vayochlu, Vayishtu, that at that moment, when they were on that such a high level of Vayechzu es Elokim, nevertheless Vayochlu, Vayishtu, there was a tarovus, there was some sort of admixture of a hana, of a personal benefit that they wanted to get, which is called Achila Ushasiya. And Chazal tell us, Rashi quotes in Embracious Chav Dalid, Yofasi Chasin Shal Avdei Avos Mitorasin Shal Bonim. Eliezer, the Eved Avram, gives an entire introduction before he begins his dialogue with Lavan, Besuel, etc. Vayomer, Eved Avram Anochi, this is his introduction. And why is that so important? And the answer is because he wants to indicate that Belav Hachi is Barer Kane Mikol Mashomer Acherkach, but nevertheless, May Acher Shomru Chazal Shir Cluster Pon of Shal Eliezer Dom Shal Avram. And when he says, Bo Baruch Hashem, Hayasover Boshu Avram, the Medrash says that Eliezer's countenance was so similar to that of Avram. Eliezer didn't want to have any benefit, any pleasure, even for one split second, for the kavod, the imaginary honor and glory they would give him, thinking that he was Avram. And therefore he begins and introduces, Eved Avram Anochi, I don't have anything of my own. And Chazal impressed this upon us in the Medrash Rabbah, when the Malachim come to Lot, and they say, Ki mashchisim anachnu. The Medrash says that these Malachim were rejected Mimchitzaso Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 138 years. Why? Even though the next statement that they make, the next declaration is Vayishlachenu Hashem L'shachso, but in their original statement for that one split second, Ki Mashchisim Anachnu, they took the glory for themselves. There was a little bit of Netilas Hanoli Atzmo, even for one moment they took for themselves the benefit, and they were punished in a very severe way. But on the other hand, someone who doesn't take for himself anything, look how great his schar, his fortune is, his reward. The Mishnah tells us in Avos, Kachi darka shel Torah, pas bamelech toch al mayim bamishore tishte, ve'al oretz tishan v'chai tzar tichya, u'betorah ta'omel, ima ta'osekein, ashrecha v'tov lecha, ashrecha b'olam hazeh, v'tov lecha b'olam hazeh, b'olam haba. A person is willing to make do with so little, only that which is absolutely necessary, all the necessities, no pleasures, no luxuries. All his amel, his work, is he shakua b'torah, he dedicates it totally to Torah study. He doesn't take any benefits, any pleasures from this world. Not only is his reward reserved for him in Olam Haba, but it's ashrecha, even in this world, ashrecha b'olam hazeh, v'tov l'cha b'olam haba. And not only is he the most fortunate in the entire world, but the world itself benefits from him. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Sukkah on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, a statement in the name of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Yachal Ani Liftar Es Kol Olam Kulo Ben Adin. I can alleviate the strict, harsh measure of justice that would be meted out for the world against the world, but I can spare them. And Eliezer Bini Imi is Miyom Shenivra Olam. It would even be more powerful and profound if you put on the scale not just me, says Rav Shimon, but also my son Elazar. Vilmali Yosef ben Yosi Manu Miyom Shenivra Olam at Sofa. Rashi says Yosef ben Uziyo Tzadik Hayu. What was the greatness of Yosef ben Uziyo? Anav Bioser. He was of all the kings of Israel the most humble. Shekol Yomim Shaya Aviv Mitzorav Vaya Shofet Amaretz Kirchsiv Yosef ben Amelech Shofet Lo Natal of Keser Malchus Bechayav. Even though his father Uziyahu was a Mitzora, and he Yosef was in charge as a Shofet in all matters of state for the entire country, nevertheless he never wore the Keser Malchus as long as his father was alive. And any din that he was done, any judgment, any verdict that he handed down, he would always say it in the name of his father. And Rabbeinu Chananel there in Sukkah said, makes the following comment, V'lama Yosam, why is it that Yosam, more than anyone else, can spare the world of the harsh meat of judgment? Lefishan is Baralo, Kilo Kibel Mischuyosa Ba'olam Azeklum. He didn't take away, he didn't detract from any of his merits by enjoying this world. Shekol Tzadikim Kibu Ba'olam Azeh. All the Tzadikim, with the exception of Yosam, would receive something that was really reserved for them in the next world. They would enjoy that benefit and that reward in this world. But Yosef refused to take anything from the Cheshbon in the next world, in this world. Rabbeinu Chananel adds, for Rabbi Shimon ubno Elazar v'Yosef lo kiblu ba'olam hazeh, these three tzaddikim received no benefits in this world. They didn't take for themselves any hanah at all. L'fichach ha'isalem schus gedola mishara tzaddikim. And therefore they deserved a greater reward. Their merits were superior to that of all the other tzaddikim. The Marsha adds that they suffered a lot in this world. But every one of these commentaries really brings us to one intended conclusion, namely that these three tzaddikim took nothing from this world for themselves. They didn't benefit from this world. All they wanted was for the benefit of others, to serve Hashem, to serve their people. Lo hichzik tov liatzmo, says Rashi. This is the meat of Yosam, the meat of Anova, of humility. He doesn't take anything for himself, and as a result, in his merit, the entire world could be spared from harsh judgment. And this is what Chazal mean in the Gemara in Tainis, in the name of Rav. Kol yom v'yom bas kol yotzeis v'omeres, Kol olam kulo nizon bishvil chanina bni v'chanina bni dailo bekav charuvim me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. The entire world can be sustained in the merit of chanina, my son. And why? Because my chanina, it's sufficient for him to receive a small measure of charuvim, of boxer, as we call it, from erev Shabbos to erev Shabbos. He doesn't get any benefits in this world. And that's what Chazal darshan on the pasuk, Kedoshim Tiyu, Prushim Tiyu, or as Chazal say it, Rashi quotes it, it's a Gemara, Yivamas Kadish Atzmecha B'mutalecha, that a person doesn't take anything for himself in this world, and that's why he's zochet to unbelievable madregas, high levels of achievement. Kedoshim Tiyu Yachal Kamoni, the Vayikar Rabba as a Havamina, that a person in his Kedusha can reach the level of Kedushas Hashem. Talmud Lomer ki kadosh ani kedushasi lemalami kedushaschem. Even though God's kedusha's sanctity supersedes that of man, but nevertheless, man can achieve such a great level of kedusha if he doesn't take from this world and doesn't benefit, enjoy this world. And this is the level of precious which the Mesillas Yesharim dedicates chapters to. It's a very, very high level. We can take something from this discussion in the sense that we, each and every one of us, should be dedicated to the service of Hashem, to the service of others. And the Pasuk says, at the end of Chumash, Vayisa Rakla Mala, Yochol Kamoni, Tamalom Rak. Rak is a mute. And this is derived from Paro, that Rak is a mute, because in Bracious Mem Aleph we'll have it, Rak HaKise Egdol Mimcha, Gdulasi Gdua, Gdola Lamala Migdula Secha. And we've already discussed this in a different Musa Shmuz, that these Milos of Amola Shel Torah, someone who's dedicated to toil for Torah, Pasma Melech Tochal, he's willing to cut himself off or limit the benefits from this world. He doesn't take for himself anything. All he wants is Amelus B'Torah. He will be Zochel, merit the schar of all those brachos of Vayisa Rak Lemala. And the Gemara Ksubas tells us, Tanu Rabbanan, on Daf Samach Vav, Maisav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shayarochim Alachamar Vayotzim Yishalayim V'Tamidim Malchin Achrov, Ba Riva Achas. She covers herself up when she sees Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Omdo lefonov. Omro lo Rebbe Parnaseini. Rebbe, can you give me something to eat? Omro lo biti miat, who are you? Amra lo, she says to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Basnak Dimon ben Gurion Oni. She is the daughter of one of the greats of Yushalayim. Amra lo, Biti, Momen Shel Beis Avich, Heichan Holach. Your father, Nakdimon, is a rich guy. Where's all his money? Amra lo, Rebbe, Lo Kedein Talsami, Talsam Yushalayim, Melech Momen Chosarash, she says, Lo kacha yemoshlim moshal Yushalayim harotze limloach mamono klomer ligromlo she is kaim yechasrenu litztaka tamid. Tztaka is like salt that preserves one's possessions, one's money. Vechisrono zekiyumo shal beis abalo osa tztaka karoy vekolam mamono. And she claims that her father did not give enough tztaka. And the Gemara asks, Nakdiman ben Gurion lo avid tztaka. We have a brisa that they said about Nakdiman ben Gurion shekshay yotzim beis hamedrash. Is clay milas hayumitzirin tachtov hu boin aniyim a kaflin osa me'achorov? It means that he gave a tremendous amount of tztaka. Umeshani, the Gemara answers, Ibai seimel lechvodo hu diavid. It's very possible that the tzedakah that Nakdiman ben Gurion gave is because he wanted that glory. He wanted that sense of a good kick. You know, you get a kick from it. And even though the Gemara Tainis tells us that Nakdiman ben Gurion testified about himself in front of Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Golui v'yadu lefanecha, Shelo lechvodi asisi, V'lo lechvod beis Abba asisi, Lechvodcha asisi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted the claim and the declaration of Nakdim Ben Gurion that everything that he did was done solely for the covet of Hashem. And he also says in the same sugi over there in Titus Daf Chaf, Ribono Shel Olam, Hoda Sheyesh Li Ahuvim Bola Mecha. Is it possible that a person like Nakdim Ben Gurion, who's Ovo Shalmakom, he's a lover of Hashem, would do tztaka, would give charity lechvodo? And we have no choice but to draw the following conclusion, that his cheshbon in giving tztaka was that as a result, lo yisbaishu haniyim, the destitute, the poor people, would be spared from humiliation. And it's as if there was Zocha from Hefker Velomenat stock because he threw out the money in such a way that they would pick it up. V'gam Kadesh Lo Yargish Atzmo Kenosein. He didn't want to feel that kick and that kickback and say, well, I'm the one who's giving them. His chakim lahanu sanim v'derech su. He found this way, this indirect way of putting the tzedakah in a kli, and the aniyim would take the kli. V'im kol zeh. But as even with all this, nevertheless, ma re'e ma also lo nechshav ki lo nosa mi mamono litztoke l'chvodo osa. How could it be? And the answer is that there was some reach of kavod. You know, we talk about avak lashon hara, avak gezel. There's a reach of kavod liatzmo. He took something very limited for himself. And that, to some extent, undermines his merit in this tztoke. And at the end of the day, he lost all his money. And look at his daughter, Nebuch, so pathetic. The onesh is beyond our comprehension of a person who forfeits chuyot. Why? Despite the greatness of his actions, but because he takes something for himself. I want to share with you a Musar insight, which is a little bit similar to Rav Chaim Shmulevitz from the Sefer Vigadita for Chanukah, of Rav Yaakov Galinsky, Zichrono Livracha. And it's entitled Chashmonoyim Bonov. He quotes the Ramban, who says in Brachos Memtes that a terrible thing happened to the Chashmonoyim. Although they ruled during the period of Bayis Sheni, and they were Chassidei Elyon, and if not for the Chashmonoyim, says the Ramban, El Moli Heim Nishtakhu HaTorah Mitzvos MiYisrael, Torah and mitzvahs would have been forgotten from Klal Yisrael. And nevertheless, Afal Pichein, Nenshu Onesh Gadol, says the Ramban, they suffered a tremendous punishment. And in effect, they were completely wiped out. The four sons of the Zakein, of the Chassidim, that ruled one after the other, with all their gvura, with all their atzlacha, naflu biyadayvehem becharev, they fell at the hands of the enemy. They were killed by the sword. Until there was nothing left of the Beis Chashmonaim. The Gemara tells the Baba Basra, anyone who declares that he comes from Bnei Chashmonaim, he's a descendant of Chashmonaim, Eved Hu. Why? Because all the descendants of Matisyon, Chashmonoi, Atzadik, were completely destroyed. Why? Says the Ramban, because they violated the mandate of the Zakeh, meaning of Yaakov Avinu, who declared at the end of Sefer Bereishis, Lo Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda, that Malchus belongs exclusively to Yehuda, to Beis David, not to the Mishpachas HaKohanim. And their punishment was mida keneged mida. Shehim shil HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleihem es avdeihem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Yavadim of Bnei Chashmonaim the power to subjugate the Bnei Chashmonaim. And ultimately, heim hechrisum, they brought about the total annihilation of Beis Chashmonaim. This is really unbelievable. Basically, the Bnei Chashmonaim are guilty, according to the Ramban, of usurping Malchus. And the punishment is severe beyond our comprehension. And if you look at Rashi, at the beginning of Parshas Baloscha, Rashi has the entire presentation of the Chalishas Hadas of Aaron, because he did not participate, neither him nor his Shevet, in the Chanukas HaNasiim at the end of Parashas Noso. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu consoles him by saying that you have something greater than they do, Shat HaMadlik, who made Tivis HaNeros. And the Ramban says that this Nechama was a remez to the Parash of Chanukah of the Neros that were lit in the second bayis al yidei chashmonoi kohen ubonov. The Nesiim brought their korbanos, and the korbanos, each one was called on their name. Aaron is consoled with hadlokas haMenorah, and yet hadlokas haMenorah is ksheira bizarre. You don't have to be a kohen. The hadlokas neris Chanukah is a mitzvah that's given to all Klal Yisrael.
But the answer is, this is all a remes to the Kohanim. Ein l'Kohanim litol srara. The Kohanim should not usurp anything that's not theirs. Nitztavu they get the tzivui, this is in Bamidbar Yudches, tishmu es kunaschem, l'chol dvar ha-mizbeach, u'mibeis la-parocha es favadetem, avodes matone etein es kunaschem, says the Ramban, v'lo hoyolehem limloch, rak lavodes avodes Hashem. Malchus was not designated for the Kohanim. The work and the responsibility designated for the Kohen is Avodas Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. Tishmu es kunaschem lechol dvar ha-mizbeach. There's something very important, my friends. A horah chashuva dechutza. Something that can teach us something for all generations. And if we adopt them, maybe we can cut down, minimize a lot of tzoros. The Mishnah tells us in Avos, b'makom she'ein anoshim ishtalios ish. And the Gemara Brachos comments, basar de leskvar. If there's no one around, then ishtalios ish. But if there is a gvar, basar de iskvar, says Abaye, b'makom she'yesh ish, is tamad de lotevi gvar. Then you can sort of recede into the background. So the Gemara says, pshita, lo nitzchal b'sheshneim shavim. There are two people that are on the same level. They both have the same qualities and candidacy. They're both capacities. But malachal litol ator la'atzmecha. Why do you take the leadership for yourself? Hanachal sol reyacha. Let your friend enjoy it. It's a makom sheyesh ish. Be'atar de'iskvar. The Gemara tells us in Brachos about Hillel Zaken that he used to say b'shasha v'kansim pazer, meaning if there are no chachmei dor to teach Torah, then pazer atol l'shanos l'tamidim. You go ahead and teach the Talmidim. But b'shah ha-mefazrim, if they're g'dolei ador that are teaching marbitz Torah, kanes, don't take sror l'yatzmecha, says Rashi. Let it be k'vod shamayim. Take upon yourself the mitzvah of anova. Leave it for the gedolim to teach Torah. And let's talk about two different situations. There's a makom she'ein anoshim, there's no one around, heyeish, and then there's a makom she'yesh ish, al titol Torah liatzmecha. These are the two scenarios. In truth, they might just be two stages. In the first stage, lohaya ish, there was no one around. You had no choice but litol sro liatzmecha. But now the ish appears. Leave your keser, leave your crown behind. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Gimel says hayu lefanav asiyas mitzvah, and included in the asiyas mitzvah would be to take the nesius, to take the control, the administration, be the boss, be the CEO. But you also have Talmud Torah. In Efshal and Mitzvah, Yosis al Yidei Acherim lo yafsik mi limuda. The Rambam says if somebody else can do the mitzvah, he could be the Nasi Ador, he could be the Manig. Is then don't discontinue your learning. Continue dedicating yourself to learning. I remember the Rav Zichrono Livracha, this is when I was a child, but I heard the stories. He was a candidate for the presidency of Yeshiva University. And Dr. Shmuel Belkin, Zichrono Livracha, took the presidency. And for the rest of his life, the Rav was makir tov. What a sense of gratitude he had for Dr. Belkin, that he, the Rav, was able to dedicate himself to learning and to teaching Torah, to be Maravitz Torah. He didn't have on him the nesius, the responsibility of Hanhaga. And if we look at Moshe Rabbeinu, the Zohar is famous for saying, Is pashtusei de Moshe b'chol dor v'dor u'b'chol tzadik u'tzadik. There's something, a microcosm of the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu in every generation and every tzaddik. And the Medrash tells us in Vayikra Rabbah, b'shosh enigla kodesh baruch l'Moshe, when God at the snare appeared, revealed himself to Moshe. Moshe yamastir ponav mimenu. The pasuk tells us in Shmos Gimel that Moshe covered his face. And Moshe declares, Shlachno biyad tishlach. Send it with someone else. Don't appoint me as your shliach. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, this is how the Medrash records it, Ein ata golam, if you don't accept upon yourself the job of being the Redeemer of Israel, Ein acher golam, there's no one else to do the job. It's a makom shein ish. And in such a situation, ein ish. And Moshe Rabbeinu redeemed the people of Israel. And then, says the Medrash, Omar lo min atzad. Omar lo min atzad means that Moshe Rabbeinu took a back seat. But then they reached the Yamsu following the redemption from Egypt. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Atah, Haremes matcha neteyes yodcha layom vokeyu. Says the Medrash, Ein atah boko, ein acher boko. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, are singled out. You're the only one who could do this. Take your matah and split the yam. Beko. And once again, Omad lo min atzad, Moshe Rabbeinu takes a back seat. We get to our Sinai. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu this at the end of Parashat Mishpatim, El Moshe Amar, Alei al Hashem. If you don't go up, Im ein ata ole, ein acher ole. Allah, he goes up to our Sinai, Vehinichil Torah Yisrael, the Amad min Atzad. And then we get to the Akamas HaMishkan, Nitzav Elohakim es HaMishnah V'Kelav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe to be in charge of erecting the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu fulfills this task, this shlichus, the Amad min Atzad. Amalo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad Mosai Atom Mashpil Atzmecha. You think, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're finished. You've achieved your goal. Your shlichus is ended. You've accomplished your task. Ein Hashem mitzapa el lecha. You are the man of the hour. You have to continue in your role as a leadership, as a leader of Klal Yisrael. Yikrael Moshe v'yidaber Hashem elav ve'el moed lemar. A person gets used to leadership. He's the center of attraction. The lights shine on him. And this is Moshe Rabbeinu. And in such a situation, how difficult it is for a person to take a back seat. It's almost impossible to reverse the process once you've achieved this kavod, this glory. You've played such an important role. We have a phrase in Yiddish, Tzarik zum Beuch krichmenisht. A person can't go back into his mother's womb once the baby is born. There's no return. And the Gemara Masechta Nida says, "Ein lecha yomim shadam shori b'tovi yosim yosim yomim shu b'mei imo u'malamdim also is called a Torah kula." But as the Mishnah says, "Al karcha tanolad," it's great to be in your mother's womb and to receive from the Malach kol Torah kula. It's a very warm, comfortable place to be in. It's the best time in a person's life. But nevertheless, al karcha atal nolad. This is the world of challenges. This is the world in which you can rise to occasions. And you can accomplish great things. The Mishnah also says in Avos, al karcha atal meis. But there is a point in which, even though you got used to playing an important role, you don't want to change your situation. But whether you like it or not, now's the time for you to take a back seat. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Omei Min Atzad with all his heart. But when he got to the moment of his death, he said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, as the Medrash says it, Yitol Yoshua Schagasi V'Echye. Moshe says, I'm willing to pass the reins on to Yoshua, all my sgoga he should take, and I'll live. Let me live a quiet life as a private citizen. I won't be jealous of Yoshua. Let him function as the manik b'Yisrael. You know, I'll be not even the associate rabbi. I'll be the rabbi that's retired. Me'os HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Medrash, Niglal Yoshua, he appears to Yoshua to appoint him as the leader to replace Moshe. V'chatzas Amud Anon beino levein Moshe. And now the Amud Anon somehow was davuk, I guess you'd say, to Yoshua, and it was a wedge between Yoshua and Moshe. Moshe was left out. Unbelievable. Says the Medrash, Be'osa shot, Sa'ak Moshe, Moshe yelled out, Me'a misos v'lo kina achas, v'kibel olav lamus. I'd rather die 1,000 deaths and not be guilty and suffer from one jealousy. Man, if he's envious, he's green with envy. I don't want to experience that. And for sure, this is not to be taken simply, kina, that Moshe was jealous. After all, the Medrash and the Gemara tell us in Sanhedrin, Bakol Adam is kind of, everyone's jealous of anybody. Chutz mi b'no v'talmido. Moshe Rabbeinu, as the Rebbe, didn't have to be jealous of his Talmud Yoshua. But the answer is, it's so difficult for a person to carry, to experience a Yerida Mimadregoso. He was on the top of the world. He was the leader of Klal Yisrael. He gave him the Torah. He took him out of Mitzrayim. And now to see someone else take over that Gedula, that greatness, that position of power, it's impossible. It's such a difficult challenge. Aaron was prophesizing yet during the period of Golos Mitzrayim. When Moshe Rabbeinu was out in Midian, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to be sent as the Moshiach Shel Yisrael to take upon himself the Shlichus. He didn't want to take away from the Gedulah of Aaron. Even though he was greater than Aaron. But how could it be that Aaron, who's playing such a role, he's in the light of Nevuah, as the Nevuah, as the Navi. HaKadosh Baruch had to be Mavtiach Moshe Rabbeinu. Hine yotzi l'krasech v'rach v'sam of Beliba. Rashi says, lo kashata savur. You're making a mistake about Aaron. You're underestimating his greatness. You think, she'matpid olecha? Shata ola l'gdula? You think that Aaron would suffer like any other human being from jealousy? And as a result of his rach of his samach belimo, the Medrash tells us that zocha Aaron was zocha to the choshen that he wore in his lave because of his samach belimo. Amar Rav Shimon bar Yochai al lave shesamach begdulas achiv. A heart that is totally rejoicing because of the greatness, the position of power that his brother achieved. Yavo v'yispach v'yilbash ur v'tumim. He deserves all the simcha of the world. It's unbelievable that Aaron, who's called always by the Ramban, Aaron HaKadosh, is capable of a lev sameach, no jealousy whatsoever. And we mentioned the Alter of Kelim, the author of Chachma U'Musar, and he writes, Klal Noket Biyodenu L'fom Tzara Agra, in measure for your suffering, all that you put in, you will get rewarded. Im Nosnu Kazes Chara Otzim V'Rav. Imagine the incredible reward that's bestowed upon Aaron, the Choshe Mishpat Alibo. And we have to understand Lidori Doros to get an idea of how difficult it must have been for Aaron to overcome natural tendencies of jealousy. Even for Aaron, who's a Kodesh Hashem, but it was Lefum Tzara Agra. If we look at the Schar, how great it is, we get a sense of how great the Tzar must have been. Aaron, as great as he was, the Kadosh Hashem, he wasn't born, with a silver spoon in his mouth. He had to make himself, he had to work on himself, and he got to the point in which he would feel no jealousy, but pure, total joy at the choice of his younger brother to be the Moshiach Shel Yisrael. How difficult and challenging is it for Aaron to be Sameach at that juncture in his life? And how much more so for us regular guys, rank and file citizens, how difficult it is to see someone else play that great role. The Talmud in Yerushalmi and Kelaim says, Rebbe Hayon of Gadol, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi was a great, his midah of anav, of humility, was incredible. The Gemara
In Sota says, Mishameis Rebbe Batla Nova. And Rebbe used to say, according to the Yerushalmi and Kelayim, Kol ma sheyomer li adam ani oseh, I'm willing to do anything that a person asks of me, chutz mi masha osu ziknei besera leziknei hil azoken, sheisiru atzma minisiusam uminuhu. I could do anything except for one thing, something that happened in Besera, when the Ziknei Besera took Hillel HaZaken and removed him from the Nesius. Im Yala Mibavol Rav Huna Rosh HaGola Ani Moshivo Meolai Mnei Sheyichuso Ram Mishali Omrulo Higir Rav Huna Viniskakmu Pnei Revi Achiz Biru Arono Bosh Niftar Ve'alu L'Kvura. What happened was that Rav Huna, who's the Rosh HaGola, if he comes from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, he's greater than me in Yichus, I will appoint him over me. But when Rav Huna got there, when he came from Babel, Nischarkamu Pnei Rebbe, he was just shaking. Only when they told him that Rav Huna was coming posthumously in the Aron, Niftar V'Holichlo, only then was Rebbe calm. It's so difficult to transfer over Godless and Srora to someone else. The Brisa says, Menachas Daf Kuftes, Om Rav Yeshua Ben Prachya, B'tchila Yisi Soni Rabbonus, Kol Omer Li Alela, Ani Kofso V'Nichol Lefnei Ari. There was nothing that I hated more than Rabbonus. Anyone who would tell me you will be appointed as the Rav of the community, I would kill him. But Ata now, Alisi L'Gdula, he became a Nasi. Is Rabbi Yeshua Ben Prachya changed his tune? And he declared, Kol Omer Li Lerate Me, man. Anyone who tells me to go down from my Rabbonus is Kukum Shal Chamina Miyatul Aval. I have to punish him in a very severe way. Shaul barach mi menem in a malchus. He ran away from being the king. But yet, Kishol, after he became the king, and he suspected David that David might want to undermine his kingship, bikesh laragas David. Once a person reaches a position of leadership, it's nearly impossible for him to go back and sit down with the rank and file citizens and pass the baton over to someone else. And again, going back to the Chachma Musar of the Alter from Kelm, he says, "Shalo bichdi nichtava benavi redifa sholach her David." Why is it that the Torah, the Tanakh, has to testify for all generations about Shol running after David to try to kill David? Ella, the answer is nevuah shenitzreches ledoros. There's something here that we have to know for all generations. It's so natural, it's almost expected that Shaul, being threatened or feeling threatened by David, would run after David and try to destroy him. There's something that we have to learn for all generations, how this kinna could take us out of our wits to the point to which Shaul wants to kill David. Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya, as we said before, said that if anyone tells me to leave the Nesius, I'll do terrible things to him. Did Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya learn the lesson of Shaul? Shaul ran after David Lahargo? And therefore Rabbi Yerucham from the Mir had received once a telegram from the altar of Slabodka, and the substance of the telegram was that now that the First World War has terminated, he, Rabbi Yerucham, should open a yeshiva in Slabodka. Slabodka, during the time of the first Milchama, was in exile. It went into Ukraine. And now, says the Alter, it's the time to reestablish the Yeshiva in Slobodka. And Rabbi Yerucham received the telegram. He got the mandate from his Rebbe, and that's exactly what he did. And he started a new limud and restored the limud of the Talmidim in the Heichal Yeshiva. And many Talmidim came to learn there. And Rabbi Yerucham organized their studies, and he really uplifted them and inspired them with his hashpa, his tremendous impact on them. In the meantime, the Alter could not return to Slobodka with his Talmidim because they were in Ukraine, and Ukraine came under the political control of Russia. Slobodka was in a different area called Lita. It took a year and a half until the Alter of Slobodka was able to return to Slobodka with his students in the period following World War I. They came into the yeshiva and they saw it was a beautiful yeshiva. Things were going on. And the great Rabbi Yerucham turns to the Saba and he says, "Hareini moser lemar es hayeshiva al talmidei mevugar beinim. I'm giving you on a silver platter the yeshiva, it's yours." And he left the yeshiva. It's unbelievable. The history here. Rabbi Yerucham did not remain in Slobodka for one day. This is what the Medrash says, "Holach v'yoshav lo min atzad." Unbelievable ability of humility to build up yeshiva and then pass it on, hand it over to someone else. You know that in the Musar movement, there were great Rashi yeshiva who were opposed to the study of Musar. And in the city of Kelm, for example, there were tremendous splits and fights about this. Some Talmidim had to leave the yeshiva because the Ruchos there was too much antagonism. And in one case, Rav Galinsky tells that he left the city of Kelm. He got a job in Rabbanus, in one of the cities. He tells of one of the greats in Kelm who had to leave Kelm as a result of this controversy and became a Rav in one of the cities. And there in that city, he opened up yeshiva for a group of Talmidim that stuck to him. And the yeshiva started growing. More and more Talmidim came to join the yeshiva, to join its ranks. And he accepted in the yeshiva, he appointed the yeshiva a mashkiach, a Talmud of Slobodka, one of the greats, we won't mention names. And when things quieted down, the mashkiach was able to be poel that the Rosh Yeshiva could go back to his yeshiva where he served as one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Kelm. The Rosh Yeshiva responded in a positive way, in the affirmative, went back to the mashkiach, and he told him, "I'm resigning." He asked the mashkiach to please continue to have an impact on the Talmidim and guide them in the same derech. The mashkiach had developed a different derech, and there was a conflict between the two. And the rule is that ein shnei melachim mishtamshim bekeser echad. You can't have two people wearing the crown of leadership. When these yeshivas merged, the Rosh Yeshiva terminated the Mashkiach's position. And the Mashkiach turns to the Rosh Yeshiva and he says, "Where's the Hakaras HaTov? I did so much to influence and impact and to keep this yeshiva going until you could return." And the Rosh Yeshiva said, "Look, I definitely owe you Hakaras HaTov, but I have no choice." In other words, it's very difficult for two people to serve simultaneously in the roles of leadership. Even though the Mashkiach had done so much to build up this yeshiva when the Rosh Yeshiva was gone. Nevertheless, now he's being asked to leave. And he was mekayim himself, holach v'yoshev lo menatzad. This is something that we have to learn from the Chashmonoim. These were Chassidei Kedoshei Elyon. The Ramban says, ilmolehem nishtaku ha-Torah v'amitzos mi-Yisrael. They stood up, they were willing to sacrifice their lives, they merited great miracles, and they when they won the war, they should have been mekayim holach v'yoshev lo menatzad. Go back to being Kohanim Gedolim. Take upon yourself the Keser, the crown of Kunu Gedola. Leave the crown of Malchus for the descendants of David HaMelech. And they didn't do so. Is Nenshu, they were punished in a very, very severe way. If we could all adopt for ourselves this Hashkaf, this Anhaga, so many tzoros, so many difficulties and anguish in life could be avoided. There are so many parents, mothers and fathers who care so much, they worry so much for their children, their daughters, their sons. And from the time that their children are young, they carry them on their shoulders. They're happy in the success of their children. They guide them in their ways. They bestow upon them all good stuff. And sometimes, financially, they take upon themselves tremendous pressures in order to raise their children because all they want is for the benefit of their children. And this is all great. This is all an incredible fulfillment of the responsibility of parents who sacrifice so much for their children. But when the children grow older and the parents find themselves continuing to offer advice, to tell them they're not doing this right, to express their opinions in a place where it's not being asked for and it's not appropriate, when they critique their children, this could ruin the shalom bayis. A parent has to realize that there's a time in the lives of their children of holach v'yoshev lo menatzad. And this is so true for all of our lives and all of the various situations that we face throughout our lives. I want to conclude our Musa for today by studying with you a pasuk in our parsha here at Miketz in Perek Membeis. Vayomer Ruven al Aviv, Leimar eshnei bonai tamis in lo avienu eilech, vayomer lo yered bini mochem. Rashi says, lo kibel dvarv shel Ruvain, omer b'char shotu zeh. Ruvain says, I will take Binyamin and I will be personally responsible. My children will die if I don't return it to you. And Yaakov says, b'char shotu zeh. He's saying that my children will die. Are they his children? B'chi bonavim v'lo bonai? These are my grandchildren, says Yaakov. The whole logic of Ruvain in his statement and declaration makes no sense. And then later on in Perek Mem Gimel, Vayomer Aleim Avim Shuvu Shivru Lanaviat Ochel, Vayomer Yehuda Shulchanar Iti, Onochi Arvenim Yodi Tvakshenu Imlo Heviosav, Heviosiv Elecha Vitzagtiv Lefonov Vichatasil Chol Kalayomim. If Yaakov didn't accept the plea of Ruvain, what did he see in the words of Yehuda such that immediately he accepted them and he sent Binyamin down? Im came Eifo Zos Asu Esachichem Khu. And the answer is, as Rav Chaim Shulevitz points out, that what's unique about Yehuda is his sense of achrayus and responsibility. His words express the immense acknowledgement and understanding of his responsibility. Yehuda is willing to accept the achrayus and how far it goes. He's willing to give up all of his chayei netzach, of his eternity, for the sake of bringing Binyamin back to his father. And therefore, of Baal Achrayus, someone who's willing to accept upon himself such a level of Achrayus, you can rely on him. And it's very similar to what Yosef says later on in Perek Mem Dalid, V'ata yeshev na avdecha tachas hanar, Eved ladoni. I'm sorry, what Yehuda says to Yosef, that I'm willing to sit in the place of my brother, Vanar, and my brother, my young Binyamin Yales, in Echav, let him go back to his father. Yehuda is willing to be Moser himself, to be an Eved Olam to Mitzrayim, a terrible place, contaminated society, Shtufa Bezima. He knew and he understood that that's what Achrayus obligated him to do. He had a responsibility to Yaakov and to Binyamin, and therefore it's roy, it's suitable, it makes sense to be somech on someone like Yehuda. He can accept upon himself Achrayus, he can be a leader, and therefore let's send Binyamin down with Yehuda. And Rabbosai, this is a tremendous message for all of us, and there are many examples of this throughout the Torah, that it's important, it's critical for us to understand the weight of responsibility, but to accept upon that responsibility. And someone who's willing to do so, even at a loss for his own personal gain, he's willing to sacrifice himself because of his responsibility. If that sense is so profound, he's the person we can rely on. He's the person that could be a leader of Israel. Yehuda is the Melech b'Yisrael. He understands what his responsibility is. Yiratzav v'vizoch, each and every one of us, to live up to the great, lofty ideals of our forefathers of the Avos, with a sense of anava, not wanting to take for ourselves the glory, with a sense of being willing to pass on the leadership role when necessary, to be Yoshev ben Atzad, with a sense of commitment and responsibility to accept upon ourselves the Achrayus. If we do so, then we know we're standing on the shoulders of giants. We've accepted the legacy that was bequeathed to us by our forefathers, and we'll be able to play an incredible role and bring zchuyot, bring merits to ourselves, our families, and all of Klal Yisrael. I wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos and a happy Chanukah. Freilich Chanukah.